And so Lent means, as you all know, springtime. Thanks be to God, the snow is melting, finally. I actually found at the bottom of a huge snow pile that was melting, right at the very bottom, there was a sticker that said, "I voted today." So you know how long the snow's been there, about 5 months. So something's changing, hopefully. Hopefully, in Lent, what's happening is some great things in our spiritual lives, And change is always possible. Beautiful change is always possible. With Christ, there's always the springtime of hope. It can happen constantly in our lives if we trust in Him, if we respond to Him. Faith demands a response. There has to be a willingness to trust Jesus. He presents Himself. He opens Himself up to us. He gives us all of the graces, but we still have to say, "Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I hope in you. Jesus, I love you." That response is necessary. That trust in Christ is essential. It's critical in order for us to be drawn into what it is He has in store for us, which is the hope of heaven, but even here on earth, to experience the glory that He wants to give us. And some of you know what that is. When you pray, when you are faithful to the church, when you are faithful to what Jesus has given to you, you know that there are blessings that come your way. And you can see that Jesus engaging in this conversation with us as he engages in this conversation with this woman in the gospel. You got a different gospel than the others, the other masses today because of our RCIA and the scrutinies. But you got probably the best gospel because Jesus talks to this woman in a beautiful way. And I want to draw your attention to some of the striking aspects of this unique conversation. First of all, it's between a man and a woman speaking alone, Jesus and the woman at the well. So there's an intimacy there. There's an intimacy that you don't always see in the Gospels. And second of all, you have a local person asking a foreigner for help. You'd usually think it'd be the other way around, okay? So that's another aspect of this. And so the woman's kind of caught off guard, especially when Jesus starts talking to her. And then lastly, you have this aspect of a faithful Jew talking religion with a non-Jew, something that would never happen, So this woman is a little bit inquisitive with Jesus, wondering what he's really up to. No doubt, that's in her mind. And so Jesus is asking for her a drink. I liken that aspect of the story to somebody who, imagine if you got in the front of the line at your favorite fast food place and you heard the store manager come to you and say, "Can you get me a Coke and a hamburger and some of those fries? I love our fries here." You'd feel a little out of place. You'd say, "Get your own fries," you know. But this is the way Jesus is setting this up with this woman. The woman is experiencing somebody who really is paying attention to her. He knows about her. He knows who she is. And she recognizes that. Jesus is asking her for a drink of water. Why? Because He wants to give her a drink. He's asking for something from the well, which He could get Himself. He's God, as we know, but she doesn't know that. In order that He can give her something that she really, truly needs, that she really, truly desires. You take a drink of that water in the well, you're going to get thirsty in an hour. You take a drink of the living water that Jesus wants to give, you're going to be satisfied forever. Jesus says, when you drink this living water, it becomes a well inside of you. A well inside of you. And so the woman recognizes this. She recognizes that He's a prophet. He is actually speaking the word of God to her. And it is touching her heart. It's moving her. It's drawing her in. And she's trusting Him more and more. And so this amazing transformation happens. She gets all excited, and she goes to her hometown, and she tells all of the people and the people all come out to Jesus. And now they believe in him too. And they even say to the woman, we don't believe because of you, we believe because we've seen it ourselves. So you can see that the living water has entered into them. This living water, which is our faith. It's a result of our faith. The beautiful fruits of our faith come only once we open up to Jesus. It's worth giving Jesus that time to pray. Yes, it is. You're not crazy thinking, I gotta pray. You're not crazy. That's Jesus inside of you, drawing you to prayer, asking you to pray, asking you to pay attention to him. When you're willing to fast, Jesus is coming in. When you are taking away those things that you don't really need to eat, you know, your fourth Twix bar of the day, put that aside, or those fries that you really like, Jesus, you're making room for Christ to come in. Making room for Christ to come in. But he needs that. He needs our faithfulness. He needs our trust. He's thirsting for it. You know that on the cross, that's what he says to us, right? One of the only things he says on the cross is what? I thirst. And they tried to give him on the cross, they tried to give him some water. And he didn't drink it. Why? Because he wasn't thirsty for water. Much like he's not thirsty for the water in the well that he's asking from the woman. He's looking for your and my attention. He's looking for our trust. He's hoping that we will turn to him in need from our sins and that we will trust him. And so when we do that, a beautiful thing happens inside of us that you'll find at the end of that prayer of the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, grant that I may seek not to be comforted, but to comfort others. Not to be understood, Lord, but to understand. Not that I would be so focused on getting love here, but that I would be willing to love. For it is by giving that we receive, and it is in dying that we're born to eternal life. When I do the most, when I lay down my life, when I give everything over to Jesus, phenomenal things happen. Phenomenal things happen. So Jesus' request to you might be a little startling. Don't be afraid to open up to him. He's thirsting for you. He knows what he's doing. He's going to put that living water inside of you. And my brothers and sisters, he does that at this and every Holy Mass when he gives you himself in this Holy Eucharist. He gives you himself in this Holy Eucharist. You give your sins away. You give away those things that you don't really need. You lay down your life. Jesus gives you himself. And you lose nothing and you gain everything. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus.